Today, I want to share a short message with you. It's called, Let Your Light Shine. Let Your Light Shine. What kind of light are we talking about here? Well, a year ago, our church went to Camp Cedar Falls, and in the winter, and it, I remember it was me, Sarah, Christine. It was dark. Darker than we expected, and it started snowing and icing on the driveway of Camp Cedar Falls. Who remembers that? Yeah. So we, you know, like us Southern Californians, we are not prepared. We didn't have the right boots. Luckily, or fortunately, I remembered the flashlight. So we parked our cars on the top, put our gear on the back, and walked down by ourselves in the woods. Camp Cedar Falls. It's kind of scary, but we made it down the hill together with all our stuff without slipping. And I'm thinking back on that, and I said, if I didn't have that small little flashlight I got at Walmart, there would be no way to get down there. You know, dark. Thinking about that light really saved us. That light was our guiding light. Anyone know what happened last week? Kind of a somber anniversary, 10-year anniversary. It was the World Trade Center anniversary. Remember that. And I think as our nation, we feel a personal loss. I think each one of us, something, each one, even we might not have family there, but we lost something. People there, they lost brother, sister, parent, friend, child. You know, and I'm thinking about that. The world is never the same. People just walking around, they say, even though I know 10 years may seem like a lot, but talking with people, they said, when I think about it, it still hurts so much. You know, people, especially when they don't have God, they said, well, what do I do now? Where do I go from here? You know, they need help. They need answers. And that's something that we can give them. You know, we have something. Not we, but God has something that we can share with them. We have some light that we can share with them. Amen. I want to open to my theme verse, Matthew 5:16. If you could turn with me. And I'm going to use the several texts today because I feel there's power in God's word. When we read the Bible, you know, whatever I say doesn't mean much, but what God says it, there's power. We can have blessing from it. So if you turn with me, Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want to look at that closely. Let your light shine. What kind of light are we talking about here? Well, light is opposite of darkness, right? Have you ever been into a cave? Yeah. I went to a cave in Colorado. We had these little lights everyone had going down, pretending like we are really like panning for gold or something. Anyway, we were going down there, and he said, everyone turn off your lights. And so if everyone close your eyes, you're going to simulate pitch darkness, not even a crack, can't see anything. And he says, to prove that you can't see anything, put your thumb in front of your nose and wiggle your fingers. Then he flicked on the lights, and we all laughed. But I really could not see anything. Could not see anything. But in a more serious note, when we don't have God, we are really in darkness. We cannot see anything. Can you imagine a world with no light in there? We can't see anything. Okay, next text, John 8, verse 12. Love the book of John. John 8, verse 12. Jesus speaking to his disciples and those around him there. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Who's that I? Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I'm telling you, it's no fun to walk in darkness. I just think that day and that night in Camp Cedar Falls, if we were walking in darkness, we probably wouldn't even make it to the camp. We'd probably be lost in Angeles Oak somewhere. You know, Jesus is the light of the world. We're talking here different from flashlight or electricity. We're talking about Jesus Christ himself. And the darkness is the sin of this world. The calamity, the heartache, the sorrow, the pain, the fear in this world, this is all darkness. But God doesn't just leave us there, right? After the World Trade Center or anything going on in our life. You know, I talk about that because it just happened, but there's a lot of heartache going around now. You know, there's economic problem. Some of you may be laid off. You know, there's illness, there's disease or death. There's something that is not quite right, something that we need. But God said, I'm there. You don't have to be in the dark. Even though there's dark around you, there's light. That's Jesus. Let's go to the next text. Psalms 27, verse 1. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Have you ever been afraid? Maybe even students, if school's coming up, it is afraid, you know, it's scary sometimes. Maybe you're going to a new school. Maybe this is the first time you're going to college. I was very scared. I'm still scared. I'm going to take a class in fall. And like, what do I do? What should I, you know, what direction should I go? Should I, you know, take this major, you know, go this way? I think a lot of young people or each one of us is maybe some change in your job. What does God have for me? But Jesus says, you don't have to fear. You don't have to be. This little pamphlet says, does God care that I'm hurting? A lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are afraid. And, you know, our young people, we pass this out. What do we call these things? Glow. What does that stand for? Remember? Giving light to our world. It doesn't have to be this little thing. It could be many, many kind of literature. It could be a smile. It could be kindness. It could be helping your friend when they're hurt. There's a lot of ways to give light to your world. And what's your world, actually? It doesn't have to be like way in New York. Your world could be right in your home. Your world could be your neighborhood. Maybe your coworkers. Maybe your classmates. Maybe you're the only one that God can speak through, right? So, what we just read, don't be afraid. God is the power. Life is too short. You know, people are looking for guidance. This is our opportunity now. This is our opportunity to shine so people can see, you know. This is the time when people are waiting to hear some kind of hope. So don't cover it up. The verse, our theme verse, let your light shine. It's interesting that they put, Jesus says the word let. He doesn't say your light will shine. He says, let your light shine. That precursors to us saying that we all have it. It just allow your light to shine. Allow God to shine in you. Okay? You know, outside the sun, it shines on everything. It shines on good and bad. God gives it to everyone. Well, we have a choice. We can go in our room and shut the door, close the windows, and there's no light in there. But we can also open the door and let God into our lives, you know. Don't be afraid of that. It may be bright. It's painful at first, But when you're out there, you enjoy it so much, and you thank God for each blessing. Okay? So let your light shine. So back to our theme first again. Let your light shine. What's the second part? Remember Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine that they may see your good works. All right. Let your light shine that they may see your good works. If you go back to Matthew 5 again, I hope you kept your place there. A couple verses before there. Verse 14, very, very good verse here. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bush, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. You know, if you have a big city on a hill, you can't hide it. When you're flying in from I don't know, East Coast, you come down to L.A., you can't say, oh, where's L.A.? I don't see it. No, you see it. Maybe after the smog layer, but you see it. You know, you see that light on the hill. It's on a hill. It's not in a cave somewhere. Same thing with us. When God is in you, you shine. Just don't cover it. You know, let God. And the more you open the door, open the light to God, the more he can give it to you. But he won't force him his way in. He won't give it if you don't want it, you know. So let your light shine. Allow God in. We, the church, God's people, are the method, the avenue that God sheds the light to the sin-darkened world. God works through us, each one of you. We do not hide ourselves so that no one knows we're a Christian. You know, don't be afraid. I remember when I was in high school and they're saying, why do you go on Saturday? Everybody goes on Sunday. What are you doing? And I would just have to think about it. Looking back at it again, why do I pause? Why was I afraid? Did I want to be like everybody else? Or I didn't want to be different? And I'm thinking, I even that young age, I lost something, you know. I lost a chance to say, hey, you know, I believe because that's what God says. I want to go because I want to go on the day that Jesus went, you know? Something simple. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 3. Isaiah 60, 1 through 3. Says, arise. That means get up. We're not sleeping around. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And I think we're living in dark times now. What do you think? And gross darkness of people. I think it's pretty gross darkness, telling me. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. That means God's glory is shining upon you and I. That's amazing. I love that. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. So when we allow God to come to us, we can shine. And what it says, verse 3, the Gentiles shall come to the light. That means people that don't know God will know about God because of you, you know. God didn't want to just shine rays from heaven, or you know how we see those lights that announcing people like the new mall opening and it just shines everywhere. God doesn't want to work that because he wants you to have the chance to have the blessing of sharing with others, right? God wants it. So, this, you know, these Bible promises are promises. They're not just verses. Promises, okay? If you pray, God, please help me get an A. Yes, he will help you. But you pray, God, please help me to witness. Please help me to just touch somebody. He'll always answer that prayer. I guarantee you. If you say, God, let me be your worker. Let me be your disciple. God will always answer that prayer. So don't be afraid. Okay. Be ready. Share what God has done for you. Lend a helping hand. Think about how you can be kind to others. Give encouragement to the heartbroken. If people ask what you believe, be ready to answer. Another familiar text to you, 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. This is a solemn statement. Be ready to answer. That's why we have the opportunity to study the Bible here. It's God's word, and it's given to everybody. I think it's very accessible. You can even download it for free, right? God give it. I've been reading through the Great Controversy again, and I see it's amazing the faith people had. They didn't have the privilege that we have here. They were persecuted, tormented because of the word. But the more that they were, the more of that persecution, the more they value. They see it so wonderful for this Bible. They studied it. It ripped pages and shared with each other whenever they went to the village. They saw this more important than life itself, really. So be ready, you know, be ready to give an answer. Now we have the privilege. Now we have a Bible study every time in the afternoon. We have plenty of chance. So take advantage of it. You know, we are reflectors of God's light. Some of you may see this, well, I don't know what to say. I couldn't remember those Bible verses. And I'm probably, I probably grew up one of the most shyest people. It really hurt me to be different. I grew up, everyone was white except me. You know? They said, if you're not Chinese and you're not Mexican, then what are you? You know, it's like, no one ever heard of Vietnam. I don't know. I know. So I always, it was a struggle. I don't want to be different. I want to be the same. But in the end, I'm thinking, even now I feel the same. You know, it's embarrassing. But I don't know. I just say, God, give me the strength. So if you feel shy, to witness, you know, God is the one actually. It's not us. So don't be afraid. God gives us the words to say. You know, when we're talking about light, we are only the reflectors of light. God doesn't ask us to be light ourselves. You know, we see all around us reflectors on the road, on bicycles, on construction workers' vests out there. They have these little reflectors. One time I was driving home with Daniel, and he said, oh, they must put a lot of batteries in all those reflectors because they're already lighting at night. I said, no. If you look in the daytime, it's not shining either. You look at night, actually, if there's no car, you won't see anything, right? Why is that? Is there batteries in those reflectors? No? Okay, why? Because, again, they're only reflectors. They reflect from the light source. So the same thing with us. Of course, we don't have anything good to share. We don't know anything. But God is the one that knows everything, and he's the one who will give us the words to say. So don't be afraid to share what you have. There's many things that can't happen without light at night. Have you noticed? You can't study. You can't see your book. You can't drive because you might bump into people. You couldn't even walk on the street without light. You would hurt yourself or get lost. You couldn't find any food if there was no light in the refrigerator. Yeah. You can't play the basketball at night because you can't see where the ball is, right? This is so important that we take for granted. Likewise, without light from God, there would be no guidance in our life, no comfort in distress, no peace in the storm, no hope for the future. People really need the Lord. The last part of my theme verse, remember, going back to Matthew 5:16. Have you memorized it by now? Let your light so shine before men. That's the first part. Second, that they may see your good works. And third, what? Glorify your Father in heaven. Who are we glorifying? Yeah, we didn't say, and so you can glorify yourself or be proud about it. No, it says glorifying God. Even if it's about ourselves, it would be nothing, really. We glorifying God, and people will. They will know the truth. A flashlight without batteries, a lamp without electricity, a candle without a flame, a reflector with no light source. That's what we are if we're trying to glorify ourselves. You know, it's only from God. I remember Philip is up here. You know how he plays so wonderfully the piano? And whenever people say, oh, Philip, that's great, you know, wonderful. He always say, you know, it's God, not me. And I really appreciate that. God is the one who works or shines in us. Let's look to Philippians 2:13-15. Philippians 2:13-15. For it is God which works in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. God's the one again working. And he gives us the will to do it. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Would you say that that's our state now? Among whom ye shine as the lights of the world. God is the one. God is the one working here. You know, it only takes the little candle that you get on your birthday cake to light all the other ones. You know, everywhere you go, it only takes one person. You know, John's only one person, but he invited Vung over there. Vung's only one person, but one of them invited Hung, where did he, right there. And somebody invited Kevin, right? It didn't take all of us to go there. Probably if we all of them went to Vung, he'd probably run the other way, right? Right, get away from me, you crazy. Right, it only takes one person. And sometimes it's just a little seed, just a little seed. I remember I grew up Christian family, and they were very good to me, but I never really had God in my heart until I think about high school, and I never really chose God for myself. Then one day I saw my mom, she always read the Bible in the morning and pray, and then she got this book, What Must I Do to Be Saved? She's reading that, and that one day she went somewhere, you know, and I pick up the book, because I didn't want her to see me reading this religious stuff. Pick up a, What Must I Do to Be Saved? And I'm thinking about, I'm already ready to graduate. I was ready, you know, I'm going to live in the dorm, and my dad's not going to be there, and I'm just going to do what I want, right? I don't know. I was always obedient, but in my mind, I just want to do what I want to do. But that little book, and I'm sure little seeds along the way, that was a little plant of seed that I said, what must I do to be saved? And it occurred to me that, you know, if I have this kind of attitude, I don't know where I'll be in a year or even next week or the next day if I don't choose God now. I was ready to go, you know. So, you know, a little seed here and there. You never know when somebody's going to pick it up. You never know if maybe your mom or dad will pick it up and say, hey, this makes sense. Again, use what you have. You may be the one light in your family, your class, your neighborhood, or at work. Don't miss the opportunity to witness to others. Share with others about God. Be kind. Look for ways to help. The only way that some people will know about God is through you. Use what you have to help others. You know, the boy that he only had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but God used his sacrifice to give 5,000 people their food. The lady only had, what, how many mites she put in the temple? Two little, even less than pennies she gave. And Jesus said she gave more riches than the wealthy because she gave what? All. She gave all she had. And another note, the greatest witness is yourself. The greatest witness is a changed life. You can just say, you don't know what to say, you say, you know what? God, help me control my anger. Say that. God help me with my aggression. God help me forgive when I didn't feel like it. God gave me peace. Okay? God bless my health. God bless my studies. God bless my family. These are the greatest witness to people. So I want to just close again, read that verse. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God in heaven. Don't miss the opportunity to let your light shine.